morning. Today is Thursday, October the 6th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Sheriff number 2.
That's right, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, you know what? I've not seen your badge. What's your badge number? Does it say number 2?
It does.
Well, it says 02.
It says 502.
What's the 5 for?
That's just our designator for the sheriff's office. 502 is my number.
Oh, really?
Sheriff is 501.
Oh. So nobody can celebrate 500.
That's right.
Like home runs or anything like that. Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you are a 5, but it's a 4-digit number, you know where you are on the pecking order?
You are way down there.
Yeah. And we're not bagging on anybody because the sheriff's department doesn't have 1,000 employees.
No, we don't.
There's another department that does, but not the sheriff's department, right?
I wish it was reversed.
You can tell we're going to be stepping in mud puddles all morning long. Oh, our quote this morning. Let's see if we can find a fun one, huh? No, that's way too old. Ah, here we go. Some fella or gal called Talmud. The sun will set without your assistance.
Wow.
It's like, okay.
My wife reminds me of that every day.
Yeah. Of the activity that we have, the criminal activity, the bad guy activity, what would be normal for a county of our size, in a rural area our size, if it was any state USA?
You know, you would see the crime focusing around the municipalities, the major metropolitan areas. And that does happen with Eureka. But also, we have our crime rate in the county has steadily risen over the last 4 years. And it's not a crime rate, or it's not a trend that's been seen across the nation, but violent crime has gone up, and there's, I think, a lot of factors that that can contribute to that. And
if we have, I don't know, how many, do you guys add everybody all together and come up from Mendocino to Del Norte, from Water to Trinity? Here's how much, here's what everything looks like, or is everything jurisdictional?
Everything's jurisdictional as far as how we report crime stats.
But does anybody look at everything together so that, let's say, for example, a homeless encampment gets moved from a jurisdiction out to another place, and there's dispersals and people moving, and it happens 2 blocks outside of that city? Well, okay. Is it the same amount of crime? Yeah. Is the community of Humboldt County still impacted to the same extent? Yeah. But, hey, look, we've got a break in crime. Hey, look, we've got an increase in... Well, no, not really. It's just what side of the street, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. The can gets put, kicked down the road. And but
so this overall, are we seeing more crime, or are we just seeing changing geographic locations?
We are seeing more crime, both in the cities and the county.
Good. I like that concise answer. However, when we have an extra 10 seconds, that really is poor timing.
Gotcha.
Sir, we'll work on that one after
think
the break.
Think about that next time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another quote for tomorrow. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Undersheriff for Humboldt County, Billy Hansel. Looking at the numbers, and I'm sure that you guys are as numbers-driven as any entity is. Maybe, well, other than the tax collector.
Right.
Because yours is one way and theirs is two way. When you look at the criminal activity and you see what's going on, how do you base good, better, normal, winning, losing, you know, all these things that I'm sure that you get talked about, you know, in the grocery store.
Yeah.
How do you get a reference so that you really have an understanding along those lines?
Right. You know, we do track crime stats, crime trends. I mean, that's how we have to be smart about our policing in this rural community, because we don't have the resources to throw 10 cops in a certain area at any given time. We have two or three deputy sheriffs.
If you did, would it make a difference?
Yes, it would. Absolutely, okay. It would make a difference because, you know, all the studies have determined that, you know, the number one way to reduce crime is having a deputy sheriff patrol. Having that visible sign of a deputy sheriff out there deters crime. And that is, you know, that's something that we would love to see. But unfortunately, when you have 4,000 square miles and you're spread out by these, you know, limited highways, that, you know, it takes time for us to get to these places. But, you know, we're pushing people out slowly as we can start hiring people. That's the major issue here in the county for all the agencies, is hiring qualified people that can pass a background. Once we can hire people to train them and then push them out to these areas. I think a great example of what we've done with the appropriate staffing is Willow Creek and Hoopaw. You know, a year ago, the tribal police department didn't have enough staffing to sustain a police department anymore. And the sheriff's office had to come in and to make sure that that the people of Hoopaw are getting the appropriate amount of police presence. And so we've worked with the tribe. We've created a new MOU. We are now training their officers. They're supervised by us. And we have a great way of communicating and deploying both our resources to the Hoopaw Valley and the Willow Creek area to combat the crime. And we've seen a lower crime rate in Willow Creek and Hoopaw based upon our ability to work together and to deploy the appropriate amount of resources there.
More criminal activity in the area there equals more cops.
Yes, that's, you know, ideally, yes. But I tell you, another example is Southern Humboldt. Right now, with the Trimmergrants, that town's population, both Redway and Garberville, has just, you know, this time of year has just ballooned. And you go driving down there, and it's like you're driving in downtown San Francisco with the amount of traffic and people walking across the roadways, and you're going, this is not just a typical small town. What's going on here? And, you know, at that point in time, you know, for this month and a half, or this, you know, they deserve five or six cops working day shift down there because it's that much activity going on. But we can't take from Eureka, we can't take from McKinleyville and push them down there because McKinleyville and Eureka has their own needs and crimes that we need to do. So
when this influx of people into Garberville arrives, are they coming from other parts of the county?
Oh, no.
Other parts of the region, other parts of the country?
We are coming. The welcome mat is put out there for people all over the world. And the sheriff went walking down in Garberville on the sidewalk and started talking to people. And you had people from South America, from Europe, France, I mean, everywhere to, you know, come here to do this trimming business and to be a part of the marijuana culture. And
well, if it's so attractive, why don't they stay? Why is it a seasonal influx instead of a all the time influx?
Yeah, because I think that's the money is only here at this time of year, you know, to do that trimming. And I think too that a lot of these people, they're travelers in general. They work in a ski resort. They do something else at another time of year. And this time of year,
ski bums, surfer bums,
they're here.
Dope bums.
They're here for this time, for this 2 months, get some money, and then go throughout the world for the other 10 months of the year.
I would think that there's probably a network, an informal network for these folks. And the fact that so many of them don't get hired because of lack of trust, lack of knowledge, whatever it might happen to be, of the industry, that it would get out that, you know, yeah, you can come and hang out, but they're not giving you jobs.
Right.
Whoever gets hired does get paid at X amount. Gee, I wonder if that's going to bump up with a minimum wage increase. Random thought. Okay.
I think so.
Back to focus.
Yeah.
Okay, back on the trail. that they would know that there wasn't jobs.
Yeah, and you know, the Garberville, like Chamber of Commerce, and there's other businesses out there that have tried to push the message out there through Facebook and other social media, Craigslist, saying there are no jobs here. Do not come here if you're looking for a trimmergrant job, because you know, all you're going to do is walk into homelessness, because there's no place to stay, there's no places to rent, you know, its services are very, very limited, and so you're going to be hung out to dry if you come here and thinking there's going to be, you know, lots of jobs.
So now you're ending segments with very bad puns too. Yes. As well as short. Yeah. When we talked about practice, that wasn't the direction we were headed, but apparently it will work.
Okay.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Mr. Hansel.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Under Sheriff Billy Hansel. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. As we look at Humboldt County, Billy, this time of the year, it would be easy to get a certain impression of our area.
Yes.
Is this time of the year more accurate than February or May as far as all of the different elements, all of the different cultures, subcultures of what Humboldt County is, has to deal with?
You know, I mean, this is the best time of year in Humboldt County for weather, you know? I mean, not this morning, but you know, this is when we usually get our summer, is in October, and it's when people are out.
Yeah, the Indian summer.
The Indian summer. And so as you're out and about and you'll be able to see, you know, just the homelessness and the people that are addicted to drugs walking the street, you know, it becomes very depressing. And so, you know, I think this is really, really typical of what goes on 365 days a year. I just think people notice it more at this time of year because we're out more. And we're driving through Eureka and seeing this on Broadway. And yeah, and it can be very, very depressing.
As we look at trends, since that's where the game gets played, is it increasing significantly? Are the numbers of people changing? Is it the behavior of the people who are here that's changing? Where's it coming from, I guess?
I think things are steadily increasing. Honestly, I just don't think that... I think there's this cycle that is occurring within families in the county where we have these people that are addicted to drugs that are raising their kids and going through the schools. I think you get someone in here from the school districts and they'll be able to tell you that they see this generational you know, mental illness and drug addiction and how it takes effect on the kids. And so we're going to see the effects of this 20 years from now, because of all the issues associated with the drugs on the street.
Okay, here's a really tremendously non-PC question for you.
Okay, serve it up.
Has anybody done a reference to see for single parent family or those whose parents are on drugs, what their children's outcome is versus those with maybe not an intact family, but let's say mom and dad, and maybe dad number two, in the picture, more of a traditional, what we would think of as a family.
Yeah, two-parent family.
Is there a big difference? Is it mentoring or following mom and dad's behaviors, or is it the breakup of societal norm that is now spun a couple of generations here in our area that are causing the problems that you're dealing with today?
I think it all comes down to the parents' priority. You can have two parents or one parent. I think these parents that are addicted to drugs and that are more selfish and self-centered and they could care less about their child, all they care is about the drugs that they take and the people they steal from. And I think that is where you see, the biggest trend, because we have single families that are raising their kids and they're working and there's enough support out there through social services that they can make it. And it's tough, but they can make it. But it's the people that are addicted to drugs and those people, you see the effects on their children. And it is heartbreaking, especially when you see these. I saw one the other day where a guy was running across the street, Broadway, with a kid in his hand. And it's just like,
You know, like, the kid's in trouble.
It's like, already the kid's going? In trouble. Yeah. Where is he going? So.
Yeah, it was a little eye-opener for us when the guys were going through school. I know you guys have a lot of interaction. Second grade, first grade, you could tell.
Yeah.
Already at that point, which kids were going to have a tougher sled, just because the separation had already begun at that point.
And this is where CWS really needs to step up and work with law enforcement and, and really find safe homes for these kids. And because law enforcement, it's our job to see a danger situation and to take a child away from that danger situation. We place them with CWS. It's their job to now then either come up with a safety plan to make sure this kid doesn't get affected again with the parents, or they remove the child and put them in foster care or with another family member.
Is it refreshing to get a normal crime? I mean, just a regular, and I don't want to denigrate it because I know that there was loss of life and stuff, but like the shooting in Fortuna last Tuesday, from what I'm aware of, it was more of a regular textbook kind of a situation rather than this drug lord and this guy jumping over the fence and all the weird stuff that we have that seems to be the common root of so much of the activity. To get a regular burglary, yeah, a guy came in, but he was looking for antiques.
Right.
Well, okay, that's not going to be something fenced at the local drug market. This is something different.
Yeah,
kind of stuff. Do you get every once in a while? Kind of go, oh, this is what other places get to deal with.
Yeah,
You're smiling.
We do not see that very much because it usually comes about that there's one way or another that drugs are connected, and. Whether they're stealing property out of a car, whether they're molesting a child, whether they are killing someone, somehow, some way, drugs are connected, and so it's just
non-alcohol drugs, or are you wrapping drugs in?
I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm just talking about street drugs, marijuana. So,
God, what a traditional way to look at it.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody tries to drugs and alcohol instead of just. The two separate.
Right.
Is the profile of criminal-based activities using either alcohol versus drugs different?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, we deal with different, drug-related issues and also alcohol-related issues, And but usually the really violent stuff is coming from the drugs. So.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Billy Hansel.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Billy Hansel. At this point of the year, how do you project the next, let's say 5-6 weeks of good weather? Is it Is this now the norm for you guys for the next period of time, or will it start slacking off? We get a couple more good rains. Does that screw things up for the industry and get people out of here? What?
Yeah, it does. You know, with this rain over the weekend, you know, as far as marijuana goes, all the outdoor growing has most likely ceased, and all those plants are cut down, and so we then start shifting our, you know, four guys that we have dedicated to a marijuana unit to other enforcement actions within the county. One is going to be assigned to the drug task force to go after the hardcore drugs. Others focus on the many, many complaints of indoor marijuana grows, illegal marijuana grows throughout the county. So we definitely have a shift.
Fair to think that if you drive by a house and it's got all its drapes drawn all the time, is that a grow house?
Give me odds. Or someone that works nights. So.
Okay.
Give me odds. There are a lot of grow houses here. I mean, just because they draw, you know, there are a ton. Usually if you don't see people coming in and out a whole lot, it's likely a grow house. And
Is it worth making a phone call?
It is, because you don't know how many other people have called. And so we are a complaint-driven department when it comes to this.
Same with the PDs in the area? Okay.
So we go, and you don't know how your complaint could trigger something with us. And we would like to hear, because you know your neighbors the best. You know what's normal. And when you see something, you know, that these people never put out a trash can, these people never...
everything's in the green bin.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
See, I can get you too.
Yeah, you did. Good one.
Just call the office if you have any questions about what to do or why not.
That's
to
right.
do.
That's right. 445-7251 is the main number. Okay.
As for the sheriff.
His voicemail is full right now.
Yeah, oh, okay. Gee, I wonder. Yeah. He does have to empty it periodically, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, man, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, let's see if we can get a calm weekend under your belt, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
See everybody tomorrow.